from our New York studios. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Happy Friday. So who hasn't taken an extra job in order to make ends meet, right? We've all been there.
Right.
But when Philadelphia police officer Tara Barrow took an extra gig to help support her father, who was ill, it raised some eyebrows. That's because her side job was working as a sex operator. I'm going inside her story with Officer Tara Barrow. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, everyone.
Listen, so in 2011, you were running several fetish websites and phone sex lines. How did this all start? How'd you get into this?
Well, I got into it because I needed to supplement my income, wanted to supplement my income as well. And basically, I had tried retail and it wasn't for me. You know, the long hours and then being tired and not wanting to get up and go to my full-time job. So I made the decision to Google work at home. And that was one of the things that came up.
Wow. And so were you a little hesitant to jump into it, or were you like, wow, this would be great?
I was hesitant at first. I had filled out a few applications, and then I still was like, no. And then when I did one phone interview, they were like, your voice is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, fellas.
Well, okay.
Go on, Tara.
So I was like, okay, I can do this, I think. And, you know, the first couple calls I did, I was nervous, a little hesitant. And then I started looking at it as acting, because that's exactly what it is. It's phone acting.
So you're just role-playing, basically.
Yeah.
Did you ever play a police officer?
No.
No?
So what was the objection then?
I guess they feel as if it's a conflict of interest.
You didn't play an off. You didn't.
No.
You didn't role play a police officer.
No, and I actually didn't play myself. I had characters.
Like, and it wasn't against policy.
What was the name of the character? Hold up, Jackie. Yeah, what was the name of the character?
There was Honey, Chelsea, Misty, Becky.
Was there ever a squeaky?
It's enough.
Squeaky.
So wait a minute. Now, you know what I thought was interesting, Tara? You all, you know, and as police officers around the country, there's this, you know, you encourage people to so-called, you know, snitch and let people know what's going on. But somebody snitched on you, and that's how the department found out, correct?
Correct.
Who did?
A former competitor.
So was your business that good? They wanted to knock you out of the game?
Yes.
You were making good money?
Well, with any business in your first year, because in 2011, that's when I decided to venture out on my own as opposed to working for someone else in the industry. And
so was it your former boss that...
No.
That,
okay. No. They were all very supportive.
Another phone sex operator.
Yeah. Well, I thought when she stepped out on her own, that was that person.
Yeah.
So how did they know who you were and what you did?
All the girls actually have to sign contracts. Because they're independent contractors. So with the contract being signed, my name is on it. And the competitor, she had sent someone in and Googled my name.
And now, I've seen her picture. And the myth.
Who, Tara's picture?
Yeah, and she, you know, the word is that these phone sex
like
operators don't look like they
Tell
sound.
Tell us what you know about this.
She looks good.
Thank you.
And this is from what you've read, Tom, right? Not from any
experience. I saw her picture.
But right. No,
what type of money were you making?
Yeah.
It was enough to, you know, help take care of extra bills and support my shopping habit and help out with my mom and dad.
Did you say to support your shopping habit?
Yes.
You're
making good money then.
Okay. So you were helping to support your father who was ill. What did he think about all of this? Did he know that you were doing this?
My father found out. When the story hit the press.
Oh, when it came out in the paper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Well, my father is older, so it took a little bit to explain to him exactly that everything was okay.
Right.
And that was his main concern, but he's okay with it now. You know,
you
people are saying that your daughter... No, I can't anymore.
Do you think you'll ever go back?
If I leave the police department, of course I would.
Did you make more money as a phone sex operator?
No, I can't say that I did because I work full time as well. But in any business, consistency is the key.
Is it illegal to be a phone sex operator? Is that what the I don't understand what the conflict of interest was?
I guess because it's something of a sexual nature.
Well, I mean, why did you stop doing? You didn't stop doing it because they didn't. Once the police department found out, they didn't fire you. They didn't press charges. So why did you stop?
I actually stopped. I had to stop. they made the decision that they thought it was best if I stopped.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they made it clear that you wouldn't go forward in the police department if you continue.
If you
to
keep
do
doing,
this.
Could Correct. We hear one of the voices? I mean, just
Anthony
a little
Brown.
Sample.
No, yeah.
And you know he's in a darkened studio. In
I'm in a darkened
right
studio.
The lights are
Hello,
off.
May I speak to?
So Tara, no, because she's given this up. Tara, I mean, now you faced a lot of criticism and negativity. Were you surprised by that, even from fellow officers?
I was surprised. For the simple fact that it's just a part-time job. I could see if I portrayed myself as myself or
officer so-and-so.
Give us an idea of how much money you were making. A price range.
You want weekly, monthly?
Okay, weekly, monthly.
Give us
weekly, if I was actually on the phone to myself, I could make, I guess, about $2,500 extra a week.
$2,500 a week.
If I was on the phone, if I was on the phone. Now, this is once I had girls working for me as well.
So you were really running the business.
And how many girls did you have?
At one point in time, I had 30 to 40 girls working for me.
And how much money were they making?
It depends on how each girl's paycheck is different.
From what to what? Give me a
range. Some could make from 50 to 1,000. You know, it depends. Like consistency is the key.
And
what's the craziest call you had?
The craziest call I had. Oh, wow.
A lot
There've
of
been
them.
So many.
Did it ever start with, hello, this is Jay?
No, I never got that one.
Anybody ever go out there now?
Tara, what are you doing now to make extra money?
Right now, I do health and wellness. And I also...
Isn't that what you were doing before?
And don't you sell some kind of body wraps or something?
Yes, I sell body wraps. It's health and wellness, and I just launched an online clothing boutique.
Oh, okay.
So I try and stay
give
busy.
Us just a little bit of that voice. I mean, just
you're
a
not
tag.
Getting it.
No, Jay. No, she gave it up. No, Tara. Thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything. Hope your dad feels better.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks. Everybody
have
a great weekend.
Keep up the great work.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
So set to hear some
just a little. Just a little.
Just why? The woman gave it up.
Thank you, Jackie, Miss Joy Keel.
Whatever.
You tell him,
Miss Killjoy, Jackie Reed. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.
You have to pay for that from her.